His name is Denny Hamlin, your NASCAR Cup winner from New Hampshire, joining the Freaks. And they talk about monkeys on backs. How about monkeys on corporations like Joe Gibbs Racing, Denny Hamlin? That some bitch is off now, bud.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I knew we had a good shot going into the weekend. All of our cars were fast. Unfortunately, you know, we had a backup car, and it wasn't as good as our primary, but it was good enough today, you know, with good execution to put ourselves in a position to win. And, you know, we did everything on that, you know, the last 30 laps to get the win.
Denny Hamlin, your Cup winner from New Hampshire, joining the Freaks. And drivers talk about there's times during the race when they know that they're going to win this thing. Was there a time maybe through the second half that you knew you had a shot to win it?
You know, really, it was probably 20 to go. We had built up about a 2.5 second lead. Really, at that point, I was just kind of managing my gap to Larson and making sure I didn't overdrive the corner, make sure I didn't make any big mistakes to allow him to creep in the picture. So, for me, it was kind of about, you know, doing that. And I feel like, I did everything I needed to do to execute to get that victory.
Denny Hamlin, the expectations of Joe Gibbs Racing were huge at the beginning of the year. And it's been now until halfway through the season before some of those expectations were met. Why?
Well, really, you know, there's been probably three cars that have been extremely fast every weekend. The 78 and the 42, you know, being two of those. And you know, we've been very close, but we just haven't had the speed that those guys have had realistically. We needed to get better. We did that. We got better. We closed the gap. But honestly, today was about executing and picking a car that probably could have finished second or third and making a race-winning car at the end.
And that's how it's done, Denny Hamlin. It's rare in the Cup Series that the fastest car wins. That just doesn't happen every week.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you've seen so many race winners, is that the competition is so close, and we always talk about every week about it's hard to pass. Well, a lot of it is because we're all running the same speed. There is so much parity, so it's about who can get out front and get that done. And so today was our day. We put ourselves up front, and we accomplished it.
NASCAR winner from New Hampshire, Denny Hamlin, joins us here in the Freaks Pits. And Denny, let's get to the important questions now. What in the world is up with your lobster phobia?
I just don't like lobsters. Really, never have. They kind of freak me out a little bit. So, not really sure. I mean, it's probably the only thing I'm not that I am scared of.
But hold on, I just got a text from somebody right before you coming on with us saying, ask him about his lobster phobia. He doesn't even like to sit next to people who order lobster at dinner.
I just, for whatever reason, they freak me out. I just don't like looking at them for a lot of different reasons.
So, okay, what was the hardest thing today? Winning that GDM race, or you actually holding a 44-pound lobster in victory lane?
Well, I leaned on my crew guys to, they like lobster. I don't, so I say throw them back in the sea where he came from and let him live, but I'm sure they won't let that happen.
All right, Danny, we'll end up with a couple of questions in regards to, you talk about execution. There's execution in NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball. For a successful driver, team, crew chief, owner, what's the most important thing when it comes to successful execution to finally grab that checkered flag? Is there one thing in particular?
Well, I think it's just, you know, don't make any mistakes. You know, everyone's so close, like we talked about earlier, in speed that you have to be the guy that doesn't make mistakes. I think the 18 had a couple speeding penalties today. 78 had a tire issue. So we had to just make sure that we didn't make mistakes. You know, we had at times the second, third place fastest car. So it was up to us. We were going to win. We needed them to make a mistake and us capitalize. And that's what we did.
Denny Hamlin, your New Hampshire winner, joining the Freaks. And Denny, Joe Gibbs, his championships are numerous. We know that. But also in NASCAR, it's important for sponsors to be recognized. And putting FedEx there in the winner's circle is so important for the business side of Joe Gibbs Racing. What does this do for Joe Gibbs from an emotional standpoint?
Well, it's obviously big for our organization. It locks us in the playoffs. And, you know, the 18's in a very good spot to be in the playoffs. And so the 20 is battling. He's battling his way into the playoff picture as well. So we're, you never know what can happen. Like I said, if 2 months ago, once we win one race, we're liable to win two or three in a row. So our organization could get hot at any moment.
Okay. I know Kenny said that was the last, but hold on. How many pounds of confetti did your daughter grab?
A lot. Definitely loves confetti, and you know, she's more excited about that than any kind of trophy. So, yeah, it's the simple things that that keep her entertained.
Denny Hammond, your winner for New Hampshire, joining the Freaks. Denny, good luck, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.